Now, Bill's response to this is, again, really, really revealing about the differences between how women and men tend to approach relationships and what they focus on in them. Bill emphasizes the independence that he gains by his children becoming teenagers and turning away from him. This frees him from the responsibility of providing for his large family. And I think this captures a phenomenon that runs through many of the different ways that women and men approach the conversation. Remember the conversation that I recounted in an earlier lecture where my father commented to me that the reason he doesn't tell my mother about his arm hurting him or other complaints, other pains, is that he's protecting her. His role is to be protective. The responsibility that many men feel for providing financially for their families and for protecting their families is a very significant burden on them that I think many women really don't totally understand. And this is what Bill is talking about here. So this is how he tells Pat that she should be glad that the children growing up and going away actually gives her a kind of freedom. He says, "You want to feel blessed that they want to get out and go do their own thing. And you want to feel blessed that people aren't hanging around your neck for the rest of your life." Now, this may be reassuring to Bill, but it isn't reassuring at all to Pat, because remember, he's attuned to signs of being of the responsibilities, but Pat is attuned to signs that she's being left out, and that's what she's reacting to. So she continues to express that disappointment that her daughter doesn't feel close to her. So it's almost like the little girl who says to the other little girl, "You can't come to my birthday party." So Pat says, "What bothers me is that I don't think that I'd be able to help her or give her any assistance, except loaning my clothes to her, which, honey, is no assistance." Again, Bill tries to reassure her, "If you haven't helped her out by now, the show is over. The blue moon went up and the sun subsided." I like the way Bill puts things. So again, she's focusing on what she perhaps could do for her daughter, and he's feeling she should be reassured that the kids don't need her anymore. Pat says, "But that's why I'm so appalled and amazed, is because I always thought that we were extremely close and that she could tell me almost anything she wants to say to me. She keeps getting back to this, Pat keeps getting back to this. She doesn't tell me anything. I thought we were close, and if she doesn't tell me anything, we're not close." Here's Bill's response, and he's referring to his other kids. Lance, Kevin, and Michelle are other kids. "Did you hear Lance tell me anything? No. Do I worry about that? I could just care less. I really could. I could care less. Kevin, my boy, talk to me. Grant, never speaks, never says his little word. Never, no." There's a kind of poetic quality to this that is also very intriguing to me, and that Maureen Taylor pointed out in her analysis, that you can almost line up these lines as if it were a kind of poetry. It could be heard as callous for Bill to be saying that he doesn't care that his kids don't talk to him, but I think it doesn't mean that. In Bill's worldview, what Bill is focusing on is the gain in independence that his children are no longer dependent on him. And he goes on, "I'm going to worry about a lot less than I have before." And Pat says, "About what?" And he says, "About a lot less of anything that I've been worried about." And now he's talking about something that has been really of great concern to him, which is that his son Kevin is not doing, really holding down the job that Bill got for him for the summer. And now he's, and I think what we're seeing is a kind of complementary schismogenesis, that the more Pat says she's worried and concerned, the more Bill is emphasizing he's not worried. And I believe that it's having the opposite effect of what each one is looking for, and so, which is another reason that it's a perfect example of complementary schismogenesis, that the more Pat says how bad she feels about the kids growing up and leaving home, the more Bill is laying it on thick that he doesn't care at all. And the more he lays it on that he doesn't care at all, the more Pat emphasizes how much he does care. So here's how it ends. Here's how it builds to a crescendo. Bill again. "Kevin doesn't want to pour the cement? Forget it. You don't have to pour the cement. I don't have to support him. He better start supporting himself." "She wants to dance?" He's talking about one of the daughters. "She'd better get out there and earn a couple of bucks and do her own dancing." Michelle, that's another daughter, doesn't want to go play with the girls. I'm not going to worry about it. She can sit in her room for the rest of her whole living days, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to worry about it. Life's too short to worry about all that jazz. That's what I've learned about this vacation. It has almost like a crescendo effect there.